how do you go about fixing up and getting rid of the insecurities that you have about women, getting over that pressure that you feel in social situations, when you're in the presence of a beautiful woman and you start doubting yourself? How do you get rid of that sort of stuff? You know, what is the solution? And I'll tell you a story. Like, I was coaching a guy about 2 years ago. I coached him once. He'd been going to a psychologist for 5 years, and, you know, he was crap with women, basically, and he was trying to find out how to improve himself and get over all the stuff that was holding him back. This guy had a number of female friends, and he played, I think he was playing volleyball, and he was doing that to be around women, but they weren't attracted to him, because he wasn't really behaving in the ways that women found attractive. He was being more just a friend. Anyway, he'd been going to this psychologist for about 5 years, and this woman is renowned. You know, she's well accredited, and she's been working as a psychologist for 20 years. And anyway, she told him to to do things like go out on the weekends and just get rejected by women all weekend until you get used to it. And that way you're going to get over your fear of women. And he went and did what the psychologist said, and out he went. And he got worse and worse, and he thought less and less of himself as a result. And it sounds easy now to be talking about it now, and you might be thinking, yeah, well, that's a pretty crap idea, go out and get rejected by women. But, I mean, when a psychologist tells you to do something, I mean, who else are you going to get that advice from? Who else are you going to turn to fix your head problems? You know, what's going on inside your head? Anyway, so he managed to stumble across our site, themodernman.com, by doing a bit of a search online, and he ended up doing a course with me and learning the methods and mindsets that we now teach in Mastery Methods and Mindsets. We went out in the town, and he's interacting with women, and he just had all these bad beliefs about what he thought women were like, and he saw beautiful women as these scary sort of creatures that only went for certain types of guys, and he wouldn't have a chance, and you know, there was all these things wrong with him, and he just had so many bad beliefs. And you know, I don't blame him either, because if I was going out every weekend getting rejected by women constantly, you have to try to find out why. You're going to start asking yourself why, because you're going up to these women and they're just rejecting you. So you think, okay, why? What's wrong with me? What have I done wrong? And the psychologist didn't really help him much with it at all. I mean, she was just telling him, you know, keep going through that. And she called it gradual desensitization approach, some, you know, fancy name. He ended up, you know, just basically ruining himself from that. But as the weekend went on and I was coaching him, I started to reframe his mindsets with the mastery mindsets, and everything changed for him. He started to continue the conversations with women. He started to stand there with confidence, with looking the women in the eye, smiling without that shaky fear on his face that he had prior to interacting with women with proper mindsets. And I suppose most importantly, on the first night he got a couple of phone numbers, and this is a guy that hadn't gotten any phone numbers in like a year and a half more, from good-looking women, beautiful women. And on the second night he made out with a girl, and you know, she was fairly good-looking. She wasn't the best-looking girl in the world, but she was fairly hot. And he was over the moon about it, because it's just a change in thinking. It's a change in thinking about how you're actually approaching the situation, your value to women, how they think, you know, what they're attracted to, understanding the reality of it and not being misguided by whether it be a psychologist or whether it be TV or movies, getting the right advice. What ended up happening 2 to 3 months after the course, I got an email from him, and he was dating a couple of women at once. He'd also told a friend of his about it, and I ended up going up interstate and coaching his friend. But he said, look, I've told my psychologist about you, and she wants to meet you, and she wants to ask you, you know, some questions. Anyway, we went up to meet this psychologist, and we actually met her at one of her places. She's very wealthy, and it was this penthouse apartment down by the beach. Anyway, we're up there talking and, you know, having some lunch and nibblies and all that sort of stuff on the balcony. And, you know, she's asking me all these questions, and she was amazed at the approach that I was taking and how different it was to what she was trying to get him to do. I mean, she's a smart woman and she's well accredited, and I'm sure she's helped a lot of people. But the question is, why couldn't she help him? I mean, I'm not claiming to be a psychologist and never will. You know, I've definitely read more books on the topic than the average person, but that doesn't make me a psychologist. The thing is, though, she wasn't able to help him, and I was. Why is that? I think it comes down to experience, and I think that unless someone has gone through it, and unless someone really understands what it's like, they really can't give advice on it. The question of what women want and really being good with women has been unanswered for centuries. We look back in history, and until us being modern men as we are now, you and I, there wasn't ever an opportunity for people to become so intelligent and so educated about such a complex topic as human mating and dating strategies. You know, understanding what women find attractive and the dating game, the relationship game, the psychology between men and women. I mean, books haven't even been around that long. And there are no books written by people that have gone through what we've gone through, being crap with women and then working out how to overcome that. I mean, the confidence techniques and methods that we developed didn't just come out of thin air. They came out of a lot of practice, a lot of research, testing, and realizing that, okay, this doesn't really apply to women. It's not really going to help. Maybe we should do this. Maybe we should tweak it this way. Oh, gee, that helped. Let's work on that area and then, you know, refine that. It's very complex and it's new. And, you know, hence why we call it the modern man. It's about being where we are right now. We've reached a level where it is possible for guys to transform into something that they never would be able to, because no one had the advice for them. No one had the answers. They go to see a psychologist. The psychologist might say, yeah, go and buy flowers and be really nice and make sure you wear nice clothes and put aftershave on and ask the girl out in a really pleasant way. I mean, what the hell are you talking about? Where are you getting this advice from? Is this what you do in your own dating life, and how has it worked? Interestingly enough, the psychologist that my client was going to actually told him to do that sort of stuff. She told him to do all the things that a woman is supposed to tell a man that she wants him to do. Women don't want to seem like tarts or don't want to seem bad by admitting up to what they really want. She can't turn around to him and say, oh yeah, just go up and be confident, be playfully cocky when you're making jokes and talking to them, tease the girls, don't be that interested, let the girl chase you, look out for these signs if the woman's open for having sex that night or on the first date, and then do this and then take her in the bedroom this way. She's not going to say all that sort of stuff. She can't. Women don't go around revealing all that sort of thing. They go around saying, oh yeah, I want a nice guy and I want a guy to be caring and blah, 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 blah. And it confuses the hell out of most guys. And it's not that women are lying as such. It's just that women can't say all the things that they want because people look at them differently. If you think about it, a girl that you might like or that you might know that says that she wants a nice guy, she turned around and said that she wanted a guy to take the lead with her, just basically grab her by the hand when he meets her and take her away and start kissing her, take her home that night and have sex with her, or if they're on a date, to lead it back to his place and then have sex with her. You know, that's what she really wants. What are you going to think of her? You're going to think she's a... Exactly. So the advice that guy was getting from the psychologist obviously screwed him up for a while. And I mean, she's a great woman and all that sort of stuff, really nice person, but she shouldn't really be giving out dating advice and things. It's a completely different area. And I suppose some of the good news for my client in that situation is it's been like a couple of years now since I coached him, and both him and his friend are completely different in terms of their approach to life or their approach to women, their confidence levels and so on. And they've both been enjoying great relationships with beautiful women. The second guy I coached actually ended up being with a Playboy model. And he met her during the day and just had the balls to go up and start talking to her. Pretty much every other guy in the world's going to be scared to go up and talk to a beautiful woman like that. But he did it, and he ended up having a sexual relationship with her about 6 months. The other guy, the guy that I coached first, started off wanting to find a wife ASAP because he was in his late 30s. But ended up dating a few women at once and ended up being with women that were into threesomes. Then he moved on and got into a great relationship. And he's still in that to this day, which is great. But it wasn't always that easy for them because they had a lot of ineffective mindsets and sort of crap that was clouding their heads that they had to get over. For example, when I came up the second time, I met up with the both of them. We're having a coffee and they were saying, hey Dan, we've come up with this theory. We're going to date and we're going to get into a relationship with ugly women, that way they won't leave us and we won't get dumped and cheated on and end up in a divorce. And I just couldn't believe it. I was like, what are you guys thinking? You know, what the hell is going through your head to think that get an ugly woman, that's the way to avoid being cheated on? I mean, the reality is, if a woman is going to cheat, if you don't know how to maintain the relationship and keep her interested, and, you know, the relationship just changes and you aren't really compatible with each other and where you are at in life, then stuff's going to happen regardless of how hot the girl is. I mean, sure, hot women are going to get more attention, but you're telling me that you'd rather endure, say, a 10 to 15 year relationship with an ugly woman and maybe even have a couple of kids with her than a 10 to 15 year relationship with a beautiful woman, and in both cases it ends up being the end of a relationship. You're willing to avoid having what you want because you're scared of the pain that is going to come when the relationship ends. I mean, that's something that is another thing altogether that I won't go into too much detail, but I recently broke up one of my relationships after a year. It was an amazing, loving relationship with, you know, pretty much a perfect girl, and I broke it up because I wasn't ready to settle down yet. She wants to settle down and have kids and all that sort of stuff, and it's just way too early for me to be thinking about that, in my opinion. But the thing is, after the relationship ended, I didn't feel any pain, even though she's a really hot girl and there's probably 100 guys waiting to scoop her up. You know, the next week I went out with Ben and Stu, and I wasn't even trying, and I met another good-looking girl who likes me. When I first started, when I was crap with women, I could rarely even meet an average girl, an average woman. But you know, now at the mastery level, the reality is that pretty much every time I go out, I'm going to meet a nice-looking girl that likes me, because I know how to attract women. I'm truly confident, become much more masculine. But another thing about attractive women versus average women or ugly women, I said to them, I happen to know for a fact that average women get way more sex than hot women. Because if you go out, say for example, you go out into a bar on the weekend and you see some hot women and you see average women, just take a note and just look, you'll see that the average women get approached more and the average women end up leaving with guys more often. Because most guys are bloody shit scared of hot women. I used to be as well. I used to think that I didn't have a chance with them. I used to think, nah, can't get those sort of women, just can't. And that's one of the things that we cover in Mastery Methods and Mindsets, to really get rid of that crap that just clouds your mind that says, no, you can't. Because you've seen it yourself when you've gone out into a social situation, you see normal guys with hot women, and they do it because of the way that they think, you know, what's going on inside their head. So what sort of problems do you have with your head? What's going on? Like, what happens to you when you're in social situations, when you're talking to women? Do you sort of run out of things to say because you're too caught up in your head to listen to the woman and actually concentrate on the conversation and enjoy yourself? Do you avoid approaching beautiful women because you just think, nah, I can't do it? And you're worried about, you know, if it does go well, what's the woman going to think of you then? Like, what sort of stuff is going through your head that really doesn't need to be there? And if it's there, it's literally preventing you from experiencing the mastery level success with women. And you won't experience it unless you get rid of that stuff. If you're interested in getting rid of all the stuff that just holds you back inside your head and replacing it with stuff that works and stuff that is proven to work, and when I say proven to work, not only have I, you know, proven it for myself and, you know, Ben's done it, but all the guys that we've coached. We've personally coached guys and seen the results change. And you don't have to travel, you know, to come and do a course or spend big money. Everything that we teach on a course is now available in our programs. And the Mastery Methods and Mindset program is really about taking you to the next level. It's about giving you those final breakthroughs that just take you to where you want to be with women. I mean, there's things that are holding you back, and I've got to tell you from experience that it all comes back to problems with your head. What's going on inside your head? That's what's holding you back.